Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Krishna is the source of all incarnations, Text 25. Atasao Yuga I was told 25 is the verse today. Okay. Atasao Yuga Sanyaya Dasyu Prayeshu Rajasu Janita Vishnu Yashasho Namna Kalkir Jagatpatihi Atasau Yuga Sanyayam Dasyu Prayeshu Rajasu Janita Vishnu Yashaso Namna Kalkir Jagatpatihi Atasau Yuga Sanyayam Dasyu Prayeshu Rajasu Janita Vishnu Yashaso Namna Kalkir Jagatpatihi Atasau Yuga Sanyayam Dasyu Prayeshu Rajasu Janita Vishnu Yashaso Namna Kalkir Jagatpatihi Tasau Yuga Sandhyayam Asyu Prayeshu Rajasu Rajasu Yashasu Tasau Yuga Sandhyayam Asyu Prayeshu Rajasu Vishnu Yashaso Tasau Yuga Sandhyayam Asyu Prayeshu Rajasu Janita Vishnu Yashaso Amnam Kalkir Jagatpati Vasu Yoga Sanyayam Asyu Prayesu Rajasu Vishnu Yashaso Tasa Yuga Sanyaya Nirvaya Surajasu Nirvaya Surajasu Nirvaya Surajasu Nirvaya Aso yuga samyaya. Abhipraya sharanasu. Aso yasaso. Vaishnavis. Achasa yuga sanyaya. Asu praye surajasu. Acha vishnu yasa so. Ana vivasati. Asu sanyaya. Surajasu Itavishu Yasaso Anilavi Jagatpati Atasau Yuga Sandhyayam Surajasu Yasu Yasaso Jagatpati. Ata, thereafter. Aso, the same Lord. Yugasanyayam, at the conjunction of the yugas. Dasyu, plunderers. Prayeshu, almost all. Rajasu, the governing personalities. Janita will take his birth. Vishnu, named Vishnu. Yashasaha, surnamed Yasha. Namna, in the name of. Kalkahi, the incarnation of the Lord. Jagatpatihi, the Lord of the creation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, at the conjunction of two yugas, the Lord of the creation will take his birth as the Kalki incarnation and become the son of Vishnu Yasha. At this time, almost all the rulers of the earth will have degenerated into plunderers. Purport. Here is another foretelling of the advent of Lord Kalki, the incarnation of Godhead. He is to appear at the conjunction of the two yugas, namely at the end of the Kali Yuga and the beginning of Satya Yuga. The cycle of four yugas, namely Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali, rotates like the calendar months. The present Kali Yuga lasts 432,000 years, out of which we have passed only 5,000 years after the Battle of Kurukshetra and the end of the regime of King Parikshit. So, there are 427,000 years balance yet to be finished. Therefore, at the end of this period, the incarnation of Kalki will take place, as foretold in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The name of his father, Vishnu Yasha, a learned Brahmana, and the village of Shambhala are also mentioned. As above mentioned, all these foretellings will prove to be factual in chronological order. That is the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam. Omigyana Timurandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the cycles of time, the yugas, are mentioned in this verse. Of course, we're familiar in our daily lives with various cycles of time. You know, people are familiar with that. You know, sometimes when I'm speaking about these things to the general public, I mention that, you know, that we all have experience of cycles of time. The day and night cycle. You know, the day comes, the night comes, the day comes again. And during the days we do certain things, and at night we do certain things. At night mostly there's sleeping, and in the daytime there's working. And then we also experience in most parts of the world that there is a cycle of seasons. You know, in the temperate areas, there's a cycle going from spring to summer to fall to winter, and then the cycle begins again. And during the different seasons, there are different conditions, and people adjust their behavior, their dress, their activities in terms of the particular season. So, the people in the Vedic culture were aware of even larger cycles of time. The yugas are mentioned here, and Srila Prabhupada mentions there's a cycle, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali. So, in the Satya Yuga, conditions are very nice. People are in the mode of goodness. They're interested in spiritual life, and everything goes on nicely. And then in the next yuga, things deteriorate by 25%, it said. You know, and other kinds of qualities start to enter in. And then in the next yuga, Dwapara Yuga, again, another 25% of the good qualities degenerate. And then in Kali Yuga, finally, everything goes down to zero at the end, and that's when Kalki appears. So Srila Prabhupada mentions here that the entire Kali Yuga lasts 432,000 years. So the other yugas are multiples of this 432,000 years, like the previous Yuga, the Dwapara Yuga, is twice this, 864,000 years. And the Treta Yuga is three times 432,000 years, 1,296,000, I think. And the Satya Yuga is four times 432,000 years, 1,728,000, I think it is. And the entire cycle is 10 times 432,000 years, 4,320,000 years. So in these different yugas, you know, there are different processes of religious or spiritual advancement that are recommended. Kritaya Dhyayatam Vishnum in the Krita age, which is another age for this, another name for the Satya Yuga. Meditation in the yoga system is the recommended path of self-realization and God-realization. Tretayam yajato makai. In the Treta Yuga, great sacrificial performances were the recommended method of pleasing God. And Dwapara Parachayayam, in the Dwapara age, opulent deity worship is the recommended path. Finally, Kalau Tadhari Kirtanam, in the age of Kali, the chanting, the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord is the recommended process. Of course, we see in our temples today, we do all of these things, you know, in our modern Krishna consciousness movement, you know, we have some meditation, we have some performance of sacrifices on great festival days and to mark special occasions. We have some fire sacrifices, and we also have deity worship. But our main method of self-realization and God-realization is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So that's recommended for the age of Kali. And the incarnation, Lord Chaitanya, who appeared 500 years ago, he introduced and spread very widely this process of Harinam Sankirtan, you know, the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, the Hare Krishna mantra. So that's the recommended process for the age of Kali. But things deteriorate over the course of the age of Kali. You know, and at the very end of the age of Kali, when everything is in a very bad state, then the Kalki avatar will come and destroy everything. Kill all the atheistic, demoniac people who will be in the great majority at that time. So, once Srila Prabhupada was having a discussion with an American poet named Allen Ginsberg, and they were talking about this age of Kali that was coming. And, you know, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that when Kalki comes, there'll be no preaching, just killing. Because the people, most of the people that will be left on earth at that time will be incapable of understanding spiritual knowledge. You know, Srila Prabhupada, you know, was talking once with some of his disciples, and he mentioned, like, if you go under the water, you know, there's so many living entities there, fish, so many kinds of fish living in the sea, but you can't preach to them. They are not capable of understanding. So he said at the end of the Kali Yuga, you know, he was telling Allen Ginsberg, it'll be like that. People will be incapable of understanding, so there will be no preaching. Kalki will just come to destroy the remaining atheist and demoniac people who will be in the great majority. There will still be some few pious people left, Srila Prabhupada said, but the vast majority will be of this other category, especially the leaders. All of the leaders who are, as mentioned in this verse, will be plunderers, thieves. This is one of the predictions of the Kali Yuga, that gradually all the leaders will become like thieves. So, Allen Ginsberg asked Srila Prabhupada, is this something that's historically factual that's going to occur during the lifetime of your disciples, you know, this Kalki avatar? And Srila Prabhupada said, no, you know, after about 400,000 years, actually 427,000 years, actually, says he'll come. And at that time, my disciples will have gone back to Godhead and be with Krishna. So hopefully that'll be true for everybody. That at that time, we'll all be back with Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada said, but for everybody else, for those that didn't follow them, they'll be around to see the fun. He was speaking kind of in a ironic way to see all these activities of the Kalki avatar. So, Allen Ginsberg asked, well, what will be left after 400,000 years? Srila Prabhupada said, nothing really. It'll simply be, I'll kill you, I'll eat you, you'll kill me, I'll eat you, because by that time, there'll be cannibalism. All the food grains and fruits and vegetables and everything will be gone, and people will be reduced to a very terrible state. You know, it's said at that time there'll be cannibalism. So that, and Allen Ginsberg said, and will there be any Hare Krishna at that time? And Srila Prabhupada said, no, Hare Krishna will be finished after about 10,000 years. So that's a reference Srila Prabhupada was giving to the golden age of Lord Chaitanya, which he said started 500 years ago. It goes on for 10,000 years. The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra will increase and spread, and then after that 10,000 years it diminish, be finished. And so Allen Ginsberg said, so it's like the last hope, the last chance. And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, you know, that's a fact. So the sooner that people take to Krishna consciousness, the better. So people out in the world, they can understand that things are going down. You know, if you ask people, are things getting better? Very few people will say things are getting better. In general, they see that things are getting worse day by day in terms of the government, the economy, the environment. And these are all predictions. In the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are elaborate descriptions of what will happen as the Kali Yuga proceeds. You know, it's stated, you know, that the deserts will increase, the plants and animals will gradually die off, there'll be disturbances in the climate, intense cold, intense heat, storms, famines, and all of these things are gradually unfolding. People see it. You know, the hurricanes, the earthquakes, the tsunamis, it's stated in the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam that people will become very disappointed because their governments are taxing them excessively and taking all the fruits of their wealth and property, and things will become so disturbed, it says, that people will flee to the forest and the mountains. So we, you know, kind of see that there's already some movement like that, you know, people wanting to escape from the cities, find some refuge in the countryside. You know, of course, Srila Prabhupada wanted his society to prepare for that by, you know, starting communities in the countryside, you know, that aren't dependent upon the industrial economy. But these things are predicted, and even though we're only 5,000 years into the Kali Yuga, we can see them starting to happen. But at the same time, we are in this golden age of Lord Chaitanya, you know, the last hope. And Srila Prabhupada said, as I said, he said, you know, the sooner that people take to this Krishna consciousness, the better. And that includes ourselves, of course. So the sooner, you know, that we take to Krishna consciousness as seriously as we can, the better it will be for us and everybody else. And sometimes, you know, when I'm speaking on radio shows about these things, I'm asked, what do you see in the future? So the Srimad Bhagavatam is describing what the future will be like. You know, the Kali Yuga is just going to get worse. It's not going to get better. But just like sometimes when the winter season is coming on, you know, the general progression is the weather gets colder and colder and colder. But sometimes, even when winter is coming on, they have what they call Indian summer, which means some warm days, some unseasonably warm days come, even as the winter is coming on. So this golden age of Lord Chaitanya is something like that. It's like a respite. It's a chance to escape from the general progress of the age of Kali, which we can see going on all around us. But we can also see that this opportunity is being provided by the Krishna consciousness movement for people to be able to come together and establish a situation where they can make progress in spiritual life and escape the bad qualities of the age of Kali. Kali Ardoshanadi Rajan Esti Heka Mahan Gunan Kirtanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Param Vrajet. This age of Kali is an ocean of faults. Dosha Nidhi. Nidhi means ocean. Dosha means fault. So Dosha Nidhi, this age of Kali, is an ocean of faults. But there's one good thing about it, and that is by Kirtanadeva Krishnasya, by chanting the holy names of Krishna, one can become liberated. One can become Jivan Mukta, liberated even in this life, and at the end of this life, go back home, back to Godhead, which is beyond all these changes of the yugas, the cycle of birth and death. So that opportunity is there. But, you know, Srila Prabhupada says, for those who don't take that opportunity during these now and during the next 9,500 years, things are going to be very bad because eventually the opportunity won't be there. And then the Kalki avatar will come and destroy all the remaining demoniac and atheistic people, especially the rulers are being mentioned here. They'll be destroyed. But there will be some pious people, a few pious people left underground, you could say. You know, just like in some countries in the world, like in recent history, there was the Soviet Union where the devotees were being very heavily persecuted, you know, by the government, and there wasn't any freedom, real freedom, to practice Krishna consciousness openly. But, you know, the devotees underground were there, and when the government was removed, you know, then they came out. So there's, in the 12th canto, there's a description, something like that, that the Kalki avatar will appear in this village of Shambhala, and his father's name is given, Vishnu Yasha. He will be the most prominent brahmana in that village, and this Kalki avatar will appear as his son, and then he'll perform his activity of, you know, he'll get on his horse, which is called Devadatta, and riding on this horse with his sword, he'll destroy all the demoniac kings and rulers at the end of the Kali Yuga. And it's said at that time, when he's, after he's performed that activity, the remaining pious people will feel liberated. There will be pleasant breezes scented with sandalwood paste, and I mean sandalwood, the scent of sandalwood, and other auspicious signs will come into being. And at that time, the Satya Yuga, the next golden age, will begin. And these people who were the pious people who were left, they will repopulate the earth. And it's also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam that even now there are representatives of the solar dynasty and the lunar dynasty that are in yogic trance in a village called Kalapagram in the Himalaya Mountains. They're waiting for this change of the yugas. Even now, they're residing there. One of them is called Maru. He's a representative of the Surya Vamsha. According to the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are two principal lines of Kshatriyas or rulers. There's one dynasty coming from the sun god, that's the Surya Vamsha, and there's another dynasty of kings that comes from the moon god, the Chandra Vamsha. So Surya Vamsha, Chandra Vamsha, the solar and lunar dynasties. Lord Ramachandra, he appeared in the solar dynasty, and Krishna appeared in the lunar dynasty. So there was one descendant of Lord Ram's son, Kusha, whose name was Maru. So he entered into a state of yoga siddhi, Srila Prabhupada says, a state of yogic trance. And he's remaining in this place called Kalapagram, waiting until the end of the Kali Yuga. And he was also joined there by another king who also achieved this state of yoga siddhi, named Devapi, who was in the Lunar Dynasty. He was a son of Maharaj Santanu. So he's also in this place called Kalapagram, even now. And 427,000 years from now, when the Kalki Avatar comes and destroys all the remaining demoniac kings who are behaving like thieves, then these representatives of the solar and lunar dynasty will reestablish the Vedic principles, you know, the whole system of proper Vedic civilization. And then the cycle of yugas will continue, the Satya Yuga, the Treta Yuga, the Dwapar Yuga, then again another Kali Yuga. The cycle goes on and on and on. So, you know, we have this opportunity, this very rare opportunity now to free ourselves from the influence of the Kali Yuga. Actually, in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a chapter about invoking what's called the Narayana Kavacha shield. It's a series of mantras that can be invoked for protection, and you know, some of the mantras are addressed to the different avatars, you know, that are mentioned in this chapter. And in the Narayana Kavacha, there's one mantra where Kalki is invoked, you know, praying to Kalki, free me from the dirt of the Kali Yuga. So, of course, we pray to Krishna, but Kalki is an incarnation of Krishna. But I don't think we want to meet him. For Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya was very merciful. Lord Chaitanya came to kill the demoniac influences in the human heart, not to, as many of these avatars do, to actually physically kill the demoniac bodies. So Lord Chaitanya is giving this that opportunity to take the name of Krishna into our hearts, and Chaitodarpana Marjanam, it will cleanse all the demoniac propensities that are there. And it's a very dangerous age that we live in, because in the age of Kali, these demoniac principles are very prominent in human society. So if we don't cleanse our hearts, it's a very dangerous situation. So the opportunity is there. We can take it for our benefit and the benefit of the whole human population. Okay, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any question or comment? Brigapati Prabhu. Oh, Maharaj is there. Had his hand up. Question or comment? Okay, the microphone is coming.
Thank you for a wonderful class, Srila Krama Prabhu, as usual. Just one question I have, and I've been trying to find the answer to it for many a year, and that is the statement which you've made and which we've all made and which Srila Prabhupada makes, is that there will be a 10,000 years of, we might call, a mini Satya Yuga. And I've been trying to find which original incarnation or Krishna or has made that statement from which we derive it and which we preach on that statement. What is the who originally stated this?
Well,
what book is it to be found?
There are devotees who have analyzed that and found references in different Gaudiya Vaishnav literatures. I have to confess, I haven't memorized them, you know, myself. For me, it's simply sufficient that Srila Prabhupada said it, but there are other references from other acharyas and Gaudiya Vaishnav literatures, which unfortunately I'm not able to recall right at the present moment. Anything else? Does anybody have anything in response to Maharaj's question?
I was directly asked that question, and he said Puranas.
Puranas.
I could pull it up for you. It's in that book, the Nectar of Book Distribution, in the back is a section where there's these conversations, and that's... Papa was directly asked that, and he said, Puranas, Bhavishya Puranas. Okay. He didn't sound very certain, but he just kind of, you know, but he did respond and say that much.
So Srila Prabhupada said it's in the Puranas. Yes.
I think he mentioned Bhavishya, but I'll look it up for you, and I'll get back to you.
Okay. You had something else?
Question, yeah. Does the cycle of four yugas correspond to any astronomical phenomena, like, you know, the day and night correspond to the...
So, yes, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's mentioned that, I mean, sometimes it gives something. I was just reading that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's stated that, you know, we're saying at the end of the Kali Yuga, the Satya Yuga begins. So the astronomical phenomenon that's connected with that is that the sun, the moon, and Brihaspati, or Jupiter, will move into the constellation Karkata, which means Cancer. And they'll also, all three of them, move into the lunar mansion or nakshatra called Pushya, which is part of the constellation of Cancer. So, according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, yes, there are astronomical phenomena that are connected with the changes of the yugas, and that's one of the more direct mentions, you know, that sun, moon, Jupiter simultaneously move into Karkata, Cancer, and the lunar mansion, Pushya. So I'm not an astrologer myself, but I'm not sure exactly what that means, but that information is given directly in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.